Hello, my imaginary friends. 20th of July, 2011, Wednesday. I'm Simon, this is my audio boo. Quick shout out to RT UK. I've empathised with your boo today. Yeah, it sounds like you're doing the days that you're working, you're doing very long days, and that's getting you down, and quite understandable. And it sounds like this project management job that you're doing, is that kind of a pay grade above your actual sort of nominated job? Because it sounds like it's a lot more demanding. I hope you're getting paid overtime for this or something, or you'll get time off in lieu. I'm wondering with the 8:30 conference calls, the way I tend to play it, if I've got, I totally agree with you, it's not nice when somebody's on a conference call in the car. Whenever I get stuck in that situation, I always mute myself so that I'm not leaking horrible noise into the conference call. But it does then mean that when somebody asks me a question, it takes me a while to actually unmute myself and then get back into a position where I can speak. And that can also be disruptive. So whatever way it works, it's really disruptive. Maybe you just need to get a really efficient sort of unmute functionality. If I was using my iPhone for the conference calls, it would be much better. But anyway, what I try to do if I've got an early conference call is, and I'm going to be working late that evening, is do the conference call at home. When the conference call is over, then jump in the car and get off the work. I wonder if you've tried asking your employer whether they'll let you do that, especially if they're demanding that you stay late in the evening, so you're kind of missing the kids at the end of the day as well. Sounds like a lot of take from your company and not much give back to you. So I wonder if you might suggest that about doing the conference call from home before you leave for work. Also interested to hear about the blogging and hosting side of things. Be interested to hear what the new blog is about, what the domain name is and all that sort of thing. So do keep us posted on that. Also let us know how you get on with your new hosting company. The other one that I'm aware of that does promos for a British podcast is UK2.net. So the Bagel Tech network of podcasts, which James Syzygy is involved with, they do UK2.net, and I think James tried using UK2.net just recently, although I didn't think he had much joy with it, but it's another option anyway. For a very good idea of you to kind of, you know, cast out ideas from people that are actually using these services and get recommendations to what really works for them. On the meal planning smartphone app question, Ruth, I thought your husband John was actually an iOS developer, or has got the developer kit, developer and program member. Can he do it? Wouldn't that be a nice little project for him to do? Commiserations that you didn't win the contest. It did look. I went. You know, I did follow your tweet, and you asked people to go and vote for you, so I did follow your tweet for the Facebook page, and it didn't work on my iPhone, but I opened it up on the iPad and it worked on there, using the mobile the non-mobile site for Facebook, and that worked. And I did cast my vote for your app, but I did look at the other votes, the other apps that were there, and there were some quite strong ones there, I thought. Some really good ideas. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see whether any of those actually see the light of day as well. Yours is a great idea as well, and hopefully John will pick up the baton and maybe you'll become millionaires from selling that app. Fingers crossed on that. What was I going to say? Yes, while we're talking about people having problems with hosting and that sort of thing, I'm still using GoDaddy, by the way. I was using it because of the promo code and the podcasts and the fact that they've supported podcasting as a sponsor I do still feel that they're quite good from that respect. I know it's not very good that he goes around shooting elephants and things like that. I take, you know, obviously take your point about the user interface doesn't suit you. That's fine. I haven't personally had anything that's annoyed me too much about it, but yeah, it's probably not the easiest thing in the world to use. So I'm sticking with them for now. But the one I wanted to talk about was Virgin Media. People that have known me for a while will know that that I have quite a strong opinion about broadband. I strongly believe that broadband is something that you should buy from the strongest service provider that you can, and you should. I firmly believe you should pay for it separately from your telephone and television package, because it depends on how critical it is for you that that service be there. But to me, if a service is critical, then I want to be able to rely on it being there, not dependent upon other services. So if you've got a company like one of these television companies, cable companies that provides you with various different services, they'll often give you the broadband service for free. So, you know, the old adage is you get what you pay for. But, you know, practicalities-wise, if your broadband's not working, and you say, well, their customer service people can say, well, we'll give you a refund of the cost of the broadband service, and, oh, actually, that's zero. So, I just don't think it works. I think I want my broadband service provider to be highly incentivized to make my service work for me. That's why, that's why I shy away from these free services, or these bundled services. Because even if they say, "Oh, well, we'll bundle your broadband service for a tenner on top or something," you know, you get a discount. Again, you're reducing the impact on them for that service not working. If you have multiple providers for your broadband, then fine. One of the things that I've done, and a colleague of mine at work has done, is get a 3G dongle that you can plug into a laptop, and then you've got a secondary, or any computer really, and then you've got a secondary service provided then that you can use in emergencies. But for me, that's why I just use BT, because I did used to use Pipex back in the early 2000s when I got my broadband package. Pipex seemed to be the sort of the best, most reliable DSL provider, so I chose them, and they were fine until we had a problem, which was, well, Pipex were blaming it on the BT line and BT were blaming it on Pipex, so we were falling between two stools. That's when I elected to say, right, no, I'm going to get it all from BT, and then they can't blame anyone else. So that's what I did, and the problem got fixed. What it seemed to be, though, is that there's dodgy wires in the connection boxes, and particularly when the weather is damp, like the recent wet spell we had, people's broadband starts breaking. We had a little spate there when Perry's broadband went, then Michael at work, his broadband went, and James, his broadband went, James Syzygy, and they were all using Virgin Media, and Perry told me the story of how he was, how when they went and attended his location to fix his broadband, all they did was go to the junction box and switch the wire with someone else. So his dodgy connection got moved to someone else, which is a very poor way of dealing with it, I think, because it's just moving the problem elsewhere. And it looks like the problem moved itself from Perry to James, from James to Michael. Even though it's physically not possible, maybe there's a join between them all somewhere down the line. But yeah, I'm afraid BT, they're not the cheapest provider of broadband services. I'm aware of that. But to me, the broadband service is too important for me to be without. They're not the cheapest provider, but when things are working well, and they do most of the time, it's a very reliable service. when things are going wrong and you don't have to call for customer services, their customer services are not good. But I think they underspend on their customer services. But for me, they can afford to do that because the main service they provide, the day-to-day service, has for me been very reliable. So that's why I use them. To me, the reliability is more important than the sort of the cost savings that you can make elsewhere. So there we are. There's my thoughts on the matter. I didn't mean to talk this long about it, but I have, so sorry about that. But I'll sign off now. Thank you very much for listening if you've made it this far. Take care of yourselves, and I'll speak to you again soon. Bye-bye.